Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nick Wilson joins us again and has been kind enough from the Fan in Charlotte on the WaitForIt.com hotline talking a little bit about the surprising Carolina Panthers. Hey, Nick.
Nick, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Always great talking with you fellas.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. So the bottom line is this. You think Christian McCaffrey's going to play tonight? I mean, tomorrow night?
I don't. I think this was a lot of really great posturing by the Panthers. I mean, they went so far as he came out to practice yesterday in a red jersey, which means he's injured and it's a light work. And they took the jersey off of him as soon as he got outside and put him in a normal jersey. I think a lot of this has been gamesmanship by Matt Rhule to make the Falcons plan on a short week for Christian McCaffrey. It wouldn't completely surprise me, but it absolutely, it's still, you know what, I'll go ahead and I'm flip-flopping on air here. It's political season. Forgive me. I would be pretty surprised if he went out there. It's an unnecessary risk for the Panthers. When you consider you can have him wait another 8 days and make his re-debut against the Chiefs.
Nick Wilson from the Fan in Charlotte joining us from North Carolina as we get ready for the game tomorrow night at Bank of America Stadium. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. And Nick, I want you to answer a question. Hugh and I were kind of batting this around a little bit earlier in the program. Are the Falcons playing against their next head coach tomorrow night? Has Joe Brady been a subject in Charlotte about, you know, his future as whether or not he would be one and done as a coordinator and be coveted by some other teams considering his, I guess, last year and a half of success?
The drumbeat is growing in Carolina, and the concern is growing in Carolina. We've had two guests on in 3 weeks to suggest just what you talked about, and not necessarily just to the Falcons, but, you know, I think to most people, they'll look at Joe Brady and say, well, he's only got 7 games under his belt. You know, there's usually a groundswell of support when somebody becomes the next it guy, when somebody becomes the next Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. The difference is there were teams talking about trying to interview Joe Brady last year as a head coaching candidate, despite the fact he had only been an offensive coordinator in college for a season. So he already kind of had the it factor attached to him last offseason. And I mean, Teddy Bridgewater right now is top 5 in passing yards. Teddy Bridgewater looks close to the guy that he was last year in New Orleans with about half the talent around him that he had in New Orleans. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a realistic thing. And listen, you guys are kind of sitting in a great spot where he could walk in day one and he could decide between maybe either drafting Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, or, you know, just going with that quarterback that you've had that's been pretty good for like a decade or more.
When you look at the Panthers, you know, where they're sitting at the win-loss, so there's 3-4. What do you think the aspirations for the teams are this season, realistically?
Whew, this is the million-dollar question. So the caveat there is they're 3-4, and they've got one of the 8 toughest schedules already played in the NFL. So they're a play or two away from, and I know some teams say that, they legitimately are. I mean, they are, you know, a bad sack at the end of the last game away from going down the field, and they were in position to tie that game and took a bad sack, and then that put it on a 65-yard field goal. that's kind of been the story. They've been one play short in about two or three other games. So despite that impressive schedule that they've started the season with, and in spite of the fact that they turned 57% of the roster over, they've been insanely competitive. So I still think the end goal right now is somewhere between 7-9 and 8-8. But this is a team that, I mean, on my show, we looked at this team and said, I mean, you factor in no offseason, first-time head coach, mm-hmm. you factor in new OC, new DC, you know, 57% of the roster turned over, completely remade defense, a young defense at that, and a bad offensive line. We were thinking, three wins. You should be in the Trevor Lawrence Derby. So if they go 7-9, 8-8, I know some people aren't going to be happy because that's probably not the playoffs, but that is a masterful coaching job by Matt Rhule. And I think Matt Rhule right now, this dude is so good at just keeping what's in front of him and not thinking about, you know, what is the goal. They're just trying to down one game at a time. And usually, Hugh, you know this, you've been in the NFL locker rooms. Usually that can be a little bit of a cliche. I actually think this team believes it, which impresses me more than anything.
Yeah, I was trying to tell John Fricky that this morning, you know, not trying to bust my partner out. But, that, I mean, it sounds like old hat, but I'm telling you, in the locker room, when you hear one game at a time, guys buy into that. Like, that's what it is. It's cliche, but that's the way you live it.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
I think we live one day at a time in the COVID era. I think we all learned that, right? I mean, I get that. Nick Wilson from The Fan joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline talking about this game. You know, battles die hard here when we're talking about the Panthers and Falcons. I mean, they've had, you know, a little bit of a rivalry over the years. Not as intense, obviously, for us as the Saints, but there has been the I-85 people that, you know, because Cam really took it to another level. And then you come in here and you steal a win, and Matt Ryan throws arguably one of the two or three worst passes he's ever thrown as a professional at the end of the game. So you're not expecting, I wouldn't think, that anything but the Falcons are going to come in tomorrow night with the, you know, best 1-6 team in the NFL.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, there are people in Carolina who have not forgotten Matt Ryan say, get off my bleeping field a few years back there. They have not forgotten that. And obviously, the team's different. You know, the guys who are here, are the guys who were there on the field weren't there anymore, but the fans certainly have not forgotten. And listen, that first game, guys, I was confident. What were you guys, 0-4 going into that game? It felt like a moment that could be the end of the Dan Quinn era. That's what ended up happening. But you look at the last 2 weeks and the way that they've played, I mean, even coming off the Lions collapse within the final minute, I don't feel as good about this situation because the Panthers are also in a different situation. The Panthers, off that last game, were coming off a commanding and almost complete victory over the Arizona Cardinals, who were a really good football team. And before that, they had almost beaten the Los Angeles they did beat the Los Angeles Chargers in what was an ugly win but a good win. So they won two straight coming off that game into the Falcons win. Here you're coming off two straight losses. You know, you had a chance at the Saints game. Yeah, it's a different situation, and I don't feel as good about this game in a short week with a team that's been as injured as the Panthers have been as I did the last two times, or last time these two teams met up.
What do you think right now is the identity of Matt Rhule's Carolina Panthers?
They are definitely offensive first. When they have guys healthy, they like to establish the run and go from there. But the last few weeks, what they've really been has been a pass-first offense because there's no Christian McCaffrey. They've been a pass-first offense whose offense, and I'm not saying just leads the way for the defense, it carries the defense. I mean, if you guys think back to that first Atlanta game, the first half, it was right down the field. You know, you're talking about 10 play drives, 5-6 minutes. And what that did was it protected the defense, which still is not very good. They've got some talent, but they don't have enough talent to be anything more than semi-functional. And then you saw in the second half, when they had to punt first, and Matt Ryan had a crack at this defense without the defense having some time to wait and allowing the Falcons offense to get into rhythm, they got into rhythm pretty easily. So for the Panthers to win, they need to be almost flawless offensively. And until McCaffrey comes back, it's going to be a lot of passing on first, second, and third down and kind of substituting for where you would usually run the ball and hoping that Teddy doesn't make mistakes, which fortunately, over the last few weeks, he really hasn't made any.
All right, we have about 1 minute left here. Nick Wilson, I want to shift a little gears here because you guys cover Clemson here. News comes out yesterday. You mentioned Trevor Lawrence earlier in the interview that Trevor's like, hey, you know, maybe I'll come back next year and pull a Peyton Manning and come back for my senior season. Do you see that, or do you see him going into the NFL draft? What are they saying in that area?
I cannot imagine Trevor Lawrence coming back. For one, he's got DJ Uiagalelei behind him, who might end up being the next prodigal quarterback coming out of Clemson, straight in the line of Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. And the other reason is I think this might be a little bit of posturing and kind of leaving a door open if you want to eventually get into a power play and push yourself away from the New York Jets. I think that's the nightmare scenario if you're Trevor's camp. And I think this is just a way to crack that door open just a little bit to let it known that you have options, even if that option will be taken up by the time the Jets secure that pick, because you're going to have to obviously declare and stay in the draft. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think this is just kind of the beginning of a little bit of posturing. There's no way. This kid's a $100 million quarterback. There is no way he can go back to Clemson and pull a Travis Etienne for a final year.
Yeah, right. I don't think so either. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right page there, Nick. I appreciate it. Thanks much. And we look forward to the game tomorrow
anytime,
night.
Guys.
Have a good one.
Anytime, guys. You too, guys. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!